You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The United States is close to a trade deal with China that would roll back tariffs on both sides of the Pacific. However, a lot of details of the agreement are not known yet, but the two sides have agreed on a pact that would require Beijing to make big purchases of American agricultural and energy goods and to lower some barriers that prevent American companies from operating in China. Now, this could mean good news for Idaho businesses because, according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, overall, Idaho exports impacted by tariffs equals $289 million. Joining me live in studio to talk about these impacts are Kirk Adams with FedEx, as well as a member of the Idaho District Export Council, Josh Zamzo, CEO of Zamzo's, and Melanie Krauss with Cinder Wines. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So, Kirk, I want to start with you. For people that are not aware, explain what exactly a tariff is.
So I think the simplest way to put it is a tariff is a tax or a trade barrier. And it's used to change behavior. So it's a macroeconomic view of changing a behavior. It's over the long run. So the goal in this case is to change Idaho's or China's behavior on how they purchase goods from the U.S.
So if you are not a business person, you're just an average person living here in Idaho, why in the world should you have any interest in tariffs, especially how it would potentially impact Idaho?
So when we look at the macroeconomic view of it, that's the U.S. economy. But when we look at the microeconomic view of it, it's small, local Idaho companies. So the tariff is applied and immediately has to be paid. Mm. And who's paying that? Is it the Idaho consumer? Is it Idaho small companies? Is it workers in the way of reduced wages over time? So that's the question, is how does it affect us locally and who's paying it now? Because when a tariff is put in place, China's not paying the tariff. The importer is paying the tariff. So China is not paying any tariffs. Idaho importers are paying the tariff.
So then let's bring Melanie and Josh into the conversation because you are both business owners, Zamzo's, Cinder Wines. How is it personally affecting your businesses?
Well, for the winery, the tariff is on the wine bottles, and about 70% of the glass that's imported, or I should say 70% of the wine bottles used in the U.S. come from China.
Hmm.
So most of the glass that I buy is from China, and it has a 10% tariff on it now. And, you know, what's really important about that is that most small businesses in the U.S. have an average profit margin of about 10%. So glass is the second largest input in our raw goods after grapes. So we're paying 10% on our second largest factor. And it does have a really dramatic effect in decreasing our profit.
And also, at some point, if this were to continue, does that cost have to go on to the consumer?
Well, we'll try not to raise prices, but it does affect everyone in the sense that we have less money to buy grapes next year, for example. We have to be more careful with the way that we're using our money within the business. So there's some things that we can adjust and some things we can't. Obviously, we have to pay things like the mortgage on the building.
Right.
But we might not buy as many grapes from our Idaho producers. We will be more cautious with things like raises. And so other folks in Idaho end up with less disposable income.
So it's a real domino effect.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so what about Zamzo's then?
Well, in our case, we kind of sit on both sides because one of the things that we didn't talk about with regard to tariffs and what's become this trade war is going back and forth, the retaliation and it affecting things that it wasn't intending to affect. And so in our business, any of the items in our pet part of our business that have a cord that would plug into a wall, heated dog beds, heated dog bowls, aquarium lights, aquarium heaters, anything like that, all of those are up about 20%. And those are done prior to us ever getting them. So those get passed on to consumers in Idaho directly. But on the other side of it, the retaliatory tariffs that China has imposed have hammered our exports so that our customers from China are paying 35% more for the products that we were trying to sell, which right up the, you know, to immediately raise the price means they're just They're holding off their orders. They're a lot more frugal with the quantities. They're way farther in between, and it's kind of stunted growth.
So similar to what Melanie alluded to with you having to really make sure that maybe you don't buy as many grapes, how you're using the money, and you're seeing that in China. They're doing the same thing to any goods that you would potentially be selling them.
Right, right.
So then, Kirk, is this impacting numerous businesses in the state of Idaho?
Across the board, people don't always want to speak up because they don't mm-hmm. want to be a target right now. But we see it across the board from even our largest companies in the state where they're changing the way they import goods. If we can bring it in through Mexico, if we can drop into Mexico and truck into the United States instead. We also have companies that are looking at moving to, you know, set up shop in Canada so they can participate in the world market without the tariffs. So, yes, there's many companies affected.
I'm speaking with Kirk Adams with FedEx. He's also a member of the Idaho District Export Council, Joe Zamzos, co-CEO of Zamzos, and Melanie Krause with Cinder Wines. Is there any benefit to tariffs when it comes to business?
I think we go back to that microeconomic or the macroeconomic view, this long play. Do we change the way China does business? Can we force them to play a card where they change the way they deal with intellectual property? The idea of tariffs is the United States has taken them one-on-one. And maybe we get change out of it, but probably the better view would be to get together with 10, 15, 20, 30 countries mm-hmm. and work together to force China's hand. So in the long run, there may be some benefits. In the short run, it's going to be painful for small to medium-sized companies. They don't have the bandwidth to absorb that tariff without passing it on to the Idaho consumer.
Melanie, are you concerned by that long-term? I mean, I know we're potentially in a good place because they're still in negotiation, but if that breaks down and these tariffs are permanently put in place, is that a concern to you about where your business goes?
Yes, it's a really big concern. And the threat of the 25% tariff, well, that kind of makes me break out in a cold sweat.
Yeah.
One thing about the tariffs, I think, is that businesses like mine are collateral damage because the glass foundries where wine bottles are produced are such intense infrastructure. They're so costly and they take so long to build that this is very unlikely to change the behavior of the glass manufacturers.
And just your business is a bit bigger. I mean, but is there still that concern about how that would play out in your business model?
Well, I think the longer things are stable, even if the tariffs are in place, our partners incredibly entrepreneurial minded. They're not going to allow the bureaucracy or the two big guys on the block fighting to interrupt. We're already working on other plans. I mean, many of these companies have offices in Vietnam and other places where we can still do good business. Mm-hmm. And the longer we have, while it's stable anyway, we can make adjustments. It's when it was changing all the time, and every 90 days there's a new tariff and then a retaliatory tariff. You can't make plans mm-hmm. if you don't know what's going to happen. So if it stays stable, then I'm good. We're going to find a way. It's the uncertainty that's difficult. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good point that you make, too, about you have good business partners. And Kirk, you know, when we talk about these tariffs, we talk about the United States and China. And what we're really talking about are those governments. But when we get down to the people, like you mentioned, Joe's, how do they feel in China about this? I mean, do you have any sense of that? And I'm talking about the business people.
Yeah, I think what businesses want is stability. And when you don't have stability, whether you're in the U.S. or you're in China or you're in the U.K. with Brexit, right now, mm-hmm. businesses want stability. And they want their government to provide them stability. So both sides, whether it be China or the U.S., we just want stability. We can work with it. We have plenty of entrepreneurs. We can figure out plan B, plan C. But give us stability, and then we can work from there.
And there is, as Melanie talked about, with that domino effect And do you see that in every size of business in Idaho that deals with imports and exports?
Yeah, we see even the largest companies here in Idaho are changing the way they do business. Businesses, when you pass a tax to a business or a tariff to a business may pay that tariff or tax up front, but they're going to pass it along to their consumers, to their workers, wherever. Their job is to manage the cost of goods. So once we know what that cost is, mm-hmm. we allow each business then to change the way they're going to do business. But no business is going to say, oh, I have a 25% tariff. Let me just absorb that to my bottom line. That won't happen. They'll have to make changes no matter what size the company is.
And it's interesting, too, because when you think 10%, 25%, when you just put that number out there, it doesn't seem that big to the average person. But you made an incredibly good point, Melanie, that 10% is your profit margin normally. So 25%, I mean, that could put small businesses, I would assume, Kirk, out of business.
Yes, I definitely think so. I've had some experience with that in that the 2017 harvest was really poor for the Idaho wine industry. So I went out of state to get a lot of my grapes. They were on average about 25% higher than what I pay for in Idaho. And we had to shrink our business a little bit, and we had to take out a loan to weather, so to speak, that event. So it could be very, very damaging. 25% is not something that anybody wants to see.
Right. And so ultimately, what is the business community trying to do to resolve all of the complexity that goes into this? Is it back to your point, Joe, is about trying to just find that stability?
Well, for us, you know, it's a constant conversation. How can we do this differently? How can we, you know, are there other products that we could make that aren't subject to the tariff in the short run? Or, I mean, it is just about finding a way. Our partners in China especially are incredibly, it's like the gold rush. I mean, it's like these partners see this opportunity and they want to do business with us so badly, but our governments are fighting and getting in the way. So I'm encouraged that there's a way, everybody thinking, you know, how we can make it happen working together. I think we can figure it out.
I want to thank all of you for coming in and talking about this. I know we can kind of get in the weeds with it when we talk about tariffs, but it's good to bring it down to a level that people understand and that impact to even the average person that may not be a business owner. So I thank all of you for coming in today.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
My guest today, Kirk Adams with FedEx, as well as a member of the Idaho District Export Council, Joe Zamzo, co-CEO of Zamzo's, and Melanie Krause with Cinder Wines in Garden City.